we're all souls having a human experience. That experience is a journey, and each journey is unique. It's through our experiences that we come together and unite. Join soul-led author, podcaster, Reiki practitioner, healer, teacher, and sheepreneur, Kristen Aurelia, as she shares insights, wisdom, and knowledge with listeners. This show is dedicated to understanding the complex layers of human behavior. Each episode will continue to illuminate pathways and spark soulful journeys. After all, we are all children of God, one collective consciousness trying to survive the human experience.
Hello, and welcome to the Surviving the Human Experience podcast. My name is Kristen Aurelia, and I will be your host. I am humbled and blessed that you have chosen to be part of the SheWise family, and I am thrilled to be part of your journey. I've dedicated my life to studying, observing, and understanding the many complex layers of human behavior. My experiences, both academic and personal, have shaped my journey, pushing me to share insights, wisdom, and knowledge through my show, literary works, and through community engagement. This channel is a uniquely created space for exploration of topics for all things human experience related. Each episode is specifically designed to explore and discuss topics that play a role or have an impact on our human experience. Topics chosen span across health and wellness, self-discovery, life experiences, personal growth, healing, and so much more. Join us as we embark upon the journey of awareness, education, information sharing, knowledge, wisdom, and exploration as we continue to evolve and become She Wise. Now on to our disclaimer. This podcast is presented solely for educational and entertainment purposes. I am a fellow human being having a human experience and sharing information and findings along my journey. The views and insights shared by myself and guests on the show are the sole thoughts, feelings, opinions, and experiences of those expressing them. You are encouraged to research guests on the show to learn more about their credentials and philosophies as part of your understanding of viewpoints expressed. I am not a licensed therapist, and this podcast is not intended as a substitute for the advice of a physician, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. So, without further ado, let's jump into today's topic, when challenges arise, because they will. So I thought this was a very fitting topic because I think we are all going through a time of changes, challenges, transitions as the world continues to evolve and many are becoming awakened and there's so much change in so many facets of life at the moment. And so I thought it was a great time to come on and just talk about some tips, tools, and strategies for when challenges arise. And so I wanted to share that I personally recently went through a health situation that kind of set me back, threw me off, kind of caught me off guard, wasn't expecting it. I ended up getting this really weird virus that turned into so much more to the point where, you know, we started in one direction and next thing you know, I was on a walker. And so it really caught me off guard because I had gone through so many health challenges previously and had worked so hard to heal and to become stronger and to really study the heck out of caring for your human and how to ensure that you keep your physical, mental, and spiritual at optimal health at all times. And so this was kind of a surprise for me, but I also understand that life is a journey and healing is a lifelong process and living is a lifelong process. So different things and challenges will arise and it's how we handle them and the tips and the tools and strategies we use to do so that will make a difference in how we're able to navigate through and come out on the other side. So I first want to start off by sharing a little bit as I laid in a hospital bed, super sick and with minimal answers, and nobody really could figure out what was going on. I started to slide into a space of feeling defeated, feeling frustrated, feeling a lot of triggers coming back and emotions that were old familiar feelings that I particularly did not want to feel ever again. And so as I did this, I worked my way into realizing this is not what I wanted to do and this is not where I wanted to be, which meant I needed to come up with a different strategy. So that different strategy required me becoming a silent observer. I had to detach myself to be able to look from an outside perspective at what was going on, what could be done? What were the facts, right? Because sometimes when you're in something, it's hard to really separate yourself from it because you're in it. So you're having human reactions and human experiences, and that is great because we are human. However, it was not serving me at this time. So becoming a silent observer, where I was able to step outside of myself for a moment and just look at what was happening, how it was happening, and try to evaluate some facts, was really important. And that allows you that moment to stop the reactionary response and look at things through a different lens. And sometimes that's all you need, is that different lens. Up next was assessing the situation. I had to take account of what was happening. What were the facts? What were the pros? What were the cons? What were the courses of action? What was I looking at? In uncertainty, it can be very chaotic and frustrating, and it can feel very frustrating and defeating at times. But if you're able to assess the situation and look at it as a silent observer, sometimes you're able to change the perspective. And if you're able to change the perspective, you can sometimes work your way out of that reactionary state that you initially start off in, especially when you're in a space where your central nervous system has gone into overdrive, your fight or flight is active, you're feeling all kinds of different things, and you're really just struggling to handle the challenge that arises. And I do want to share that in my example, I'm using a health challenge. However, this can apply across the board. These tools and techniques could apply to financial challenges. They could apply to relationship challenges. They could apply to workplace challenges. They apply across the board. You could be in a situation where you're having a financial crisis and you're looking and you're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? But you're in it, so it feels overwhelming and frustrating. Well, when you become a silent observer of what's happening, and you look at the facts and you assess the situation and you remove the personal piece of it, sometimes you can strategize a better solution, or you can look at things a little bit differently, which allows you to be a little more expansive and open in your thought process. Next up, so we've become the silent observer, we've assessed the situation. Now we need to feel the emotion. We need to feel the emotions because you need to allow those emotions to cycle through your body. You don't want them to get stuck. You don't want to suppress them. Sometimes when you're in a really chaotic, stressful state, it's a little bit easier to just push them aside because sometimes the emotions are too overwhelming, or perhaps you're a person who is not very excited about feeling your emotions or acknowledging your emotions. But if you don't acknowledge your emotions, they do get trapped. And if they don't go through the cycle, then you end up with emotions trapped in your body, which can later result in further complication down the line. So you need to, and in some instances, I've talked to several people who just say, I give myself X amount of time to feel my emotions, and then I pick myself up and I keep moving. You need to decide for yourself what's the time frame that you need, what's the process you need, and what allows you to feel your emotions. Do you need to kick and scream? Do you need to write it out? Do you need to talk to somebody? Do you need to just have your moment and your time to think through what you're feeling? Whatever your strategy is, you want to feel your emotions. You want to go through the different cycles and vibrations. You know, you may be at a space where you're dealing with a low level emotion of anger, frustration, jealousy, but you want to work your way slowly up. So working up to happiness, joy, peace, feelings of being elated, whatever the case might be. But the goal is to make sure you're working in the upward direction so that you're not staying in those low level emotions that bring you into dark spaces. So feel your emotions, but don't stay there. If you find yourself getting stuck, if you find yourself feeling like you can't move forward, or it's so frustrating, or you're feeling so down and sad and defeated, or whatever the case might be, then it's okay to ask for help. We want to make sure that when we're going through our emotional states, that we don't get stuck in them. We go through them, we feel them, we process them, we let them go. Author Denise Clare, who was on our show previously, shared a technique that I think is, you know, particularly helpful and definitely assists as you go through your journey in life. And that was to move through and don't attach to. And she explains this concept as things are happening to us, we need to move through them. We need to see them, feel them, experience them, but don't attach to them, right? Because when we're attaching to them, then we are, in essence, creating in some cases, a limiting belief, or we're allowing an experience to affect us. But if we go through that experience, we move through it. It happened, it's done, it's over, release. So it's more of a move through it, allow yourself to go through the process, the feelings, the experiences, and then release it. And that's really helpful and really important. And I love that strategy. So if you're able to do that, then you'll find that you're not holding on to as much stress, as much pressure. And in many cases, I mean, holding on to things has been linked to showing the different stress levels and the effect it can have on the human body. So we want to make sure that we're not putting ourselves in that compromising position for sure. Next up, identify what is in your span of control. So this is another really important aspect that I think sometimes we overlook, and it's very helpful because as humans, yes, we don't want to be control freaks or, you know, have a overly controlling response to things. However, it is normal and innate in all of us to feel like we need to have some form of control. And that's perfectly fine. And in doing so, when we experience that, we allow ourselves to have some power, right? And so, for example, as I was going through my health situation, when we typically go to a doctor, nothing against doctors, professionals, nurses, anything of that sort, just stating some concepts and thoughts here. When you are in a space where you're addressing a health challenge, you go to a professional, and automatically that title insinuates power. I, again, always want to share with people that you need to be the CEO of your own health. You are the one that's with your body 24/7. You are the one that's going to be with your body for the rest of your life. Although there are different trends and different studies and different things that occur, absolutely, they hold scientific weight and bearing and perhaps can provide some really good roadmaps as you're going through life yourself. However, it's absolutely necessary for you to remain in your power and be an advocate for yourself and be sure that you are feeling comfortable with what's happening. So when you look at whatever challenge you're facing at the time and what's in your span of control, what are the things you can control? So for example, for me in my situation, I couldn't control a lot in the beginning because we had no idea what was going on. There were lots of tests being run, lots of different medications being tried, supplements being tried, all kinds of different strategies because nothing was coming back very conclusive. And when that happens, that's a challenge, right? Because you're operating from a space of, I don't want to say experimenting, but trial and error versus a concrete answer. And that can feel very chaotic and very crazy and very frustrating. And in that moment of chaos, frustration, and uncertainty, you find yourself, or you could find yourself, feeling like you have little to no control over what's happening to you. What I did know is I did know that I've gone through health challenges before and come out on top. I did know that I had spent years studying how to care for your human and the different strategies, tips, and tools and techniques to help heal the body when the body goes through any type of challenge or health crisis. I did know that there were opportunities for me to stop, rest, be still, and optimize the environment for my body to heal. I did know that I had the opportunity to disconnect from all things that were stress related so that I could minimize any external factors or things that might impede my healing process. I also knew that I could do research on my own and I could look for answers and solutions and figure out what were some different ways that I could help myself in a space where people weren't quite sure what to do with me. And so in doing that, you've allowed yourself to take your power back. And instead of handing it over and saying, help, fix me, not sure what's wrong, you've now become a co-creator in the process of your healing journey versus allowing things to happen to you. You can be more proactive, engaged, and make sure that you are participating in a way that allows you to have your mind in a different direction, right? Because when we feel like we have no control and things are happening to us, it's very easy for the mind to go into spaces that may not be the most productive for us. So choosing to be very intentional and very calculated in looking at and observing the things you can control allows you to have some sort of level of comfort as well as engagement in your own process. So up next, identifying actionable solutions. So for me, as I was going through this process, I realized, okay, there's a lot happening here. There's a lot going on that I don't like. There's a lot of things that don't seem to make sense to me, but in the absence of having hard concrete evidence or real true answers, it was kind of a mystery. And in that space of mystery, there's an opportunity to create and there's opportunity to explore. And in doing so, I went back to a lot of my old tools and techniques I had used previously. I looked at what can I do each day? Well, I can do leg exercises. I can slowly start to rebuild my strength. I can be very specific in the nutrition that I'm feeding my body as it heals. I can be very calculated in which medications and supplements. As I found something wasn't working, I said, it's time for this to go. It's not working. As I did that, I was able to figure out on my own what things were helping me through the challenges that I was going through. And I was giving updates and giving reports and working with my medical team and my naturopath. And in doing so, I found that having that team collaborative effort happening allowed me to create opportunities that felt like things were more in my span of control. Things were manageable, and I could take small bites instead of trying to take big bites, because taking the big bites was not working at this point. It was too much. It was too overwhelming. It was too stressful. So if you're able, even in an example, identifying actionable solutions, let's say you're dealing with a financial challenge. Well, what are some actionable solutions you can come up with? Are there ways to generate additional income? Are there ways to cut expenses? Are there ways to consolidate debts? Are there ways to reframe the way your financial structure looks in relationships? What are some solutions? So you have a relationship, let's say a challenge with a loved one or a romantic partner, and you're having communications issues. So what can you do? Perhaps maybe you set up, you know, specific times of the week where you set aside to just see how things are going, chat, talk about your feelings, have better communication, create date nights. Maybe it's a work situation. Are you feeling stressed at work? Are you finding yourself very overwhelmed, or perhaps there's, you know, a really toxic work environment? Maybe you've outgrown your job. Should you be looking for a promotion? Should you be having a conversation with your boss? Should you be looking at the environment? Are there ways that you can modify or change the way things are happening? So identifying actionable solutions and then implementing them will allow you to keep moving forward and keep the momentum going instead of sliding backwards and getting sucked into the challenge that has presented itself to you. So we are going to take a short break and we are going to come back in just a minute for our next segment.
Light up your world and discover the key to surviving the human experience with Kristen Aurelia. Navigating through life can be a monumental task. Listen each Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network for all things to help you navigate your journey here on Earth. Help, healing, light, and wisdom for all. Join Kristen on a magic carpet ride and discover the secrets to surviving the human experience and become She Wise.
In Kristen Aurelia's latest book, Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience, she shares a journey of a woman who embarks on a mission to heal the physical and emotional damage, as well as the trauma that has plagued her for the better part of her life. She shares her story in the hope that others will begin their journey to find their personal truth, move closer to the light, discover and live out their intended purpose here on Earth. Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience is available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, iTunes, and SheWisePublications.com.
Calling all authors! Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to dreamvision7radio.com.
SheWise is your gateway to sparking soulful journeys and illuminating pathways in spiritual, healing, and self-help realms. SheWise Publications stands as a beacon for those seeking to share their voice. Beyond the pages in print, the heart of SheWise Publications beats with a passion for helping others connect to their healing journey. Together, let's navigate the complexities of the human experience and discover the threads that bind us all and become SheWise. For the full journey, visit SheWisePublications.com and SheWiseApparel.com. Journey to the Awakening takes you on a journey through many revelations of a child growing up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, uncovering what really happened behind the white picket fence and how this continues to plague future generations. The book reveals, in a very riveting way, the details of multiple past generation secrets. Learning to walk through and not attach to the past will help guide the reader to beginning their own journey. Available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. For more information about Denise Claire's works and upcoming book signing events, visit SheWisePublications.com.
When we arrive on this earth, our soul is housed in a body. That body needs to be nurtured with love and care. In Kristen Aurelia's latest books, Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook, she explores ways to care for your mind, body, and spirit. She shares her wisdom gained along her journey in hopes to assist others in proactively caring for their human. Because after all, we only get one body, and it's meant to last a lifetime. Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook are available for purchase on Amazon and SheWisePublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. So, in this episode of When Challenges Arise, because they will, we have so far covered what it's like to become a silent observer, to assess the situation, to feel the emotion but don't stay there, to move through but don't attach to, brought to us by the author Denise Claire, very awesome technique, identifying what is your span of control, and identifying actionable solutions. So I want to move on now to our next section, where I'm going to talk about different tools and techniques that have been very profound and, in my opinion, stand the test of time across any challenges that you're going to face. So the first one I want to talk about is practicing gratitude. Practicing gratitude is a huge thing. There's so much research and so many studies that show that if you practice and have good gratitude hygiene, as I'm going to call it, then you will see the changes happening in your life, whether it be in your moods, your feelings, your thoughts, your actions. And so practicing gratitude when you're going through a challenge really helps take some of the stress and the negativity that might be felt from the challenge and brings it over to a space where it's more manageable, I would say, and you look at it differently. So for some, practicing gratitude may be sitting up each morning and saying three things that you're grateful and thankful for out loud, or maybe you say it quietly to yourself. Perhaps you have a gratitude journal, in which case you write down the different things you're grateful and thankful for. Three is always a good number, so I always go with, you know, the three things that I'm grateful and thankful for. And you may find that you have some central themes, like perhaps, you know, you're grateful and thankful for your loved ones, and that shows up on a regular basis. But then also challenging yourself each day to layer in something new. If you find that you're saying the same things, looking for something each day to be grateful for, it is going to increase your awareness of what's around and increase your connection for the gratitude and the happiness and the all of the things that are happening around you, and it will allow you to be more connected. And so you may find that, you know, you may be grateful for the beautiful, crisp fall day, or perhaps it's the sound of the birds chirping outside of your window. Whatever that looks like, practicing gratitude is a wonderful practice to help you as you're working through challenges, and allows you to take some of the focus off of what's not going so well and focus back on what is going well. Reframing your thoughts. This is another important technique that I have used over and over again, and it's proven time and time again to assist for me with getting my mind back into a positive space when I am feeling frustrated, stressed, or troubled. And reframing your thoughts kind of looks different to everybody, because we all think differently, and that's perfectly fine. But for me, being able to simply look at whatever's happening and change the narrative, right? So I could look and say, oh, wow, I got this crazy virus. I'm bedridden, not sure what's going on, not sure how long it's going to take, don't really have any answers, can't figure out what's happening. I could do that. That sounds bleak. Sounds very uncertain, very chaotic, very frustrating. Or I could look at it and say, wow, it was interesting that this happened. I am going to take this time to reflect, allow myself to rest, allow myself to heal, create an optimal environment for my body to do all of those things, allow myself to have this time to go through whatever it is my body needs to go through so that I can build it back better and stronger. And when you look at it that way, it looks so much better than the not sure what's going on, can't walk, can't move, lots of prescriptions, none of them are working, nobody has any answers. That is bleak. But when you turn around and you're able to say, I'm looking at things differently. This is an opportunity. It's not often in life you get a chance to sit down for a few, figure out what's happening, and really just take advantage of the time that God is giving you as you go through whatever this piece of your journey looks like. So reframing your thoughts about finances may be as simple as, you know, what you spend on, and looking at, is that necessary? Or what are your goals? What's your vision board telling you? Where are you trying to get to? What's your roadmap look look like? And how can you reframe the way you think about finances? What are your limiting beliefs about them? What's holding you back? What's going to push you forward? And in relationships, looking at, you know, is that significant other nagging, or are they simply asking for a need that they feel isn't met? Maybe there's some inner work they need to do themselves, or maybe there's something you could modify or do different to show whatever appreciation or attention that person is asking for. And then in the work environment, you know, maybe you're in a space where it's gotten very heavy and toxic and it's too challenging to operate within. Well, you may not be able to change that environment, or maybe you can. But if you're unable to change that, well, maybe that just means it's time for you to do something different. Maybe you've grown. Maybe you've, you know, needed career change. Maybe you're in a space and time in your life where something new is in order. And maybe this is that moment where you get to realize that. So I'm not talking about taking negatives and making them so positive that we're in a toxic positivity space. We don't want to go there. We don't want to go from 0 to 100. We want to go in between. But I am talking about reframing things in a way that makes it sound much more pleasant, much more palatable, and gives you a different perspective, sort of like going back to becoming that silent observer and assessing the situation. So my next areas I want to talk about, these have been so very powerful. And again, lots of research, lots of studies have shown that these are effective tools and techniques to help you along your way. And I have found them to be particularly helpful during challenging times. Incorporating mindfulness. So as you're going through uncertainty or high stress periods of time, or spaces in your life that feel very uncomfortable or unhealthy, mindfulness can help you stay present. Now, I personally have been a person who's either lived in the past or present. The future. I have a hard time staying in the present. However, I've spent the last couple of years learning that technique and have done much, much better doing that. It's a learned skill. Some of this stuff doesn't just come overnight. So I share that because you have to have patience with yourself and you have to give yourself grace as you go through and evolve as a human yourself. But incorporating mindfulness has been extremely helpful because it allowed me to stay here in this space, being aware of what's around me right now, not thinking too far ahead, not creating feelings of panic and anxiety over the unknowns, right? Being mindful allows you to be in the here and the now, take in what's happening in your surroundings, and be able to go through those moments in a way that puts you at ease and allows that challenge to not feel as heavy at times, in my personal opinion. Meditation is also another huge, huge one for me. Meditation was my savior during this last health situation I went through. I found myself in so much unexplainable pain where I would wake up in tears because my joints and my legs would hurt so bad with no explanation. And the medications I took, I didn't want to go with anything stronger than where I was. And so in doing that, I had to figure out tools and techniques to help me push through some of the most painful points and parts of this experience that I just went through. And in doing that, I found that meditations allowed me to pull myself out of my body temporarily, get in a mental space where I could reach and achieve peace and calm in a time where it was needed, so that I could allow my body the ability to relax and not be so tense. Because as I was going through this experience, everything was tense, everything was freezing. You know, you start in one with one issue, and then all of a sudden my body went haywire and it was just doing whatever it wanted to do with no explanation. And so I would do some self-guided and some guided meditations. I was fortunate to have loved ones around me during my hardest times, and that allowed me to have support when I was getting frustrated or couldn't quite get myself into the space I needed to. Having that extra support to guide through the meditations so that I could connect in with God and Jesus and bring in my spirit guides and ask for the love and the support that I needed during that time, and to be able to release some of the burdens and the frustrations and the pressures that were happening. And in that meditative state, I always have loved, and it's no secret that I love my Joe Dispenza meditations. I love, the fact that the visualization techniques come into play, and I was able to blend some of my meditations with visualization, because he does talk about, looking at the future state of you in the future. And in doing that each day, I would do some visualization work where I would look at, what does it look like for me to get up and walk? What does it look like for me to be able to take that shower? What does that look like for me to be able to move my legs again? And in doing all of those different things, I found that I was able to create space for myself and my body that allowed it to relax into what was happening instead of fight it. Because as my body continued to hurt, the tension and the increased level of tenseness that was happening in my muscles and throughout my body was increasing. And in doing that, it wasn't allowing the body relaxing into the healing process. So I would do some meditations, and I would then, go from top down, relax my forehead, relax my jaw, relax my neck, relax my shoulders. And then I would go into these visualizations of what tomorrow looks like, what walking looks like, what healing looks like, what the pain in my body being gone would feel like. And as I started to do that, I started to notice improvements in how I was coming along and my progress. So meditation will by far always be something that's really important that I will share with people. And then those visualization techniques really bring your mind into a space of showing where you're going, and allow you to remove yourself from this current state of stuckness to where you want to go and what that looks like, and to feel it. And then if you rehearse it enough times over and over, your body will naturally know that to be true, and it will start to go in that direction. And then breathing techniques. Breathing techniques were really important to me as well. I'm a fan of the 4-4-4 breath. Breathing techniques allowed me to calm my nervous system and also to bring my heart rate where it needed to be, because I was at a follow-up appointment, and at my follow-up appointment, my heart rate was crazy and they were a bit concerned, and we started doing EKGs and all of these things. And it was interesting because in that time and space, I knew I could get my heart rate where it belonged, but I needed a second to do it. And I needed a second to breathe because I was anxious. I was stressed out. I'm, having trouble getting in and out of this appointment. My body is not feeling the best. I am in a space that I'm very uncomfortable being in because I'm not used to feeling like this. And it felt like I was going backwards. And so for me, I needed that moment for the breathing to happen so that I could normalize what was going on in my body and calm myself down. So breathing techniques are a wonderful, wonderful way for you to be able to regulate your blood pressure, regulate your heart rate, regulate anxiety, regulate, your nervous system. There's so many benefits to taking that moment and using that breath to do so. And then journaling. Journaling was another big thing for me. When it comes to journaling, obviously I'm a writer, I'm an author, so I like to write. And journaling and tracking progress are how I'm able to look at the achievements and accomplishments I've made in manageable ways. So I had, in my last health adventure that I went on, I was able to use a journaling method weekly, which helped me to track whether or not I was doing better, where I was progressing, where I wasn't, what I needed to modify, what I needed to change. And so I, interestingly enough, before this last health crisis appeared, I had just published my journal of journaling for healthy habits. And in that journal, I used my methodology that I used the last go round, and was able to pull out my journal. All of my new ones just arrived because we have an event coming up soon. And I was like, great, this came in just in time, because For me, being able to track, monitor, and see progress is the way I am able to gauge my accomplishments. And everybody's different, so everybody has different methods that work for them. For me, it's been the journaling and the tracking that has done it. So I have found that that allows me, in times where I feel like maybe I've gone two steps forward and a step back, I can look at that journal and I can see the progress and I can celebrate the progresses along the way. Because when you're facing challenges, and perhaps challenges that extend beyond just, you know, a 20-minute crisis or situation, being able to have the motivation and the inspiration to keep moving forward when you're going through something that may be extended, chronic, longer, whatever the case might be, allows you to see the good. It allows you to see the positive, the hope, all of the goodness that comes out of the progress and the different efforts you're doing. It also allows you to identify areas for potential modification or changes or increase or whatever, you know, that case might be. So that was also really important. And so in saying all of this, I just want to point out that there are tools and techniques that will work for each one of us. These are the challenge, you know, strategies that I use when I come up with different challenges, but you may find that different things work for you differently. So play with them, explore them, and find, you know, what formula works for you. But I think the most important thing is that we need to know that challenges arise, because they will. And what are your tools, tips, and strategies and mechanisms you have in place to address them when they do? Because we know that things change. Change is inevitable. Things are going to happen. And being prepared and knowing, having a game plan for when things kind of catch you off guard, even though you might not know what that topic is, will allow you to incorporate these strategies and go right to work so that you don't get stuck. So with that, we are going to take a break before we come back to our final segment.
Journey to the Awakening takes you on a journey through many revelations of a child growing up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, uncovering what really happened behind the white picket fence and how this continues to plague future generations. The book reveals, in a very riveting way, the details of multiple past generation secrets. Learning to walk through and not attach to the past will help guide the reader to beginning their own journey. Available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. For more information about Denise Claire's works and upcoming book signing events, visit SheWisePublications.com.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
SheWise is your gateway to sparking soulful journeys and illuminating pathways in spiritual, healing, and self-help realms. SheWise Publications stands as a beacon for those seeking to share their voice. Beyond the pages in print, the heart of SheWise Publications beats with a passion for helping others connect to their healing journey. Together, let's navigate the complexities of the human experience and discover the threads that bind us all and become SheWise. For the full journey, visit SheWisePublications.com and SheWiseApparel.com.
Light up your world and discover the key to surviving the human experience with Kristen Aurelia. Navigating through life can be a monumental task. Listen each Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network for all things to help you navigate your journey here on Earth. Help, healing, light, and wisdom for all. Join Kristen on a magic carpet ride and discover the secrets to surviving the human experience and become She Wise.
In Kristen Aurelia's latest book, Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience, she shares a journey of a woman who embarks on a mission to heal the physical and emotional damage, as well as the trauma that has plagued her for the better part of her life. She shares her story in the hope that others will begin their journey to find their personal truth, move closer to the light, discover and live out their intended purpose here on Earth. Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience is available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, iTunes, and SheWisePublications.com.
When we arrive on this earth, our soul is housed in a body. That body needs to be nurtured with love and care. In Kristen Aurelia's latest books, Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook, she explores ways to care for your mind, body, and spirit. She shares her wisdom gained along her journey in hopes to assist others in proactively caring for their human. Because after all, we only get one body, and it's meant to last a lifetime. Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook are available for purchase on Amazon and SheWisePublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. So we talked about practicing gratitude, reframing our thoughts, incorporating mindfulness, meditation, breathing techniques, visualization techniques, journaling, understanding that this is a journey and life will definitely life. We need to understand that sometimes things that will occur will be unexpected and potentially catch you off guard, maybe be a surprise, not what you were intending, and it may throw you off a little bit. And that happens. And that's okay if that happens. It's just really important for us to realize that that's part of the human experience, that we can't predict everything. You can't foresee everything. We have free will. Storylines change, narratives change, and that's okay. So learning how to be flexible and adaptable throughout that process is really important, because once you learn how to be flexible and adaptable, then you can minimize some of the stress impact. You can minimize some of the frustration. You can minimize some of the reactions to the uncertainties and the unexpected things that may happen. Also, don't be afraid to ask for help. I think there's so many stigmas and concerns and worries and fears around asking for help. If you find yourself in a space where you're struggling to feel your emotions and move through them, progressing in life, you find that you're unusually stressed out, sad, or in a space that you yourself or others have mentioned to you is of concern, there's nothing wrong with asking for help. There are so many different ways to get help out here, so much assistance. I know in the past there were stigmas associated with mental health. There were challenges when it came to financial resources and being able to get support. There are some really amazing programs and community outreach efforts that are occurring throughout the country that can provide support to you. You know, you've got everything from mental health professionals, you've got coaches, you've got wellness coaches, you've got nutrition coaches, you've got financial coaches, you've got spiritual coaches. There's so many different opportunities and resources that you can reach out to request support from should you find yourself in a place where you need that additional support. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes that's the exact answer, and that's exactly what you were supposed to do, because you never know what path that might lead you on. So after that tool and technique, I want to just really foot stomp again, practicing gratitude, but then also knowing that sometimes it's necessary to surrender. Doing that surrender allows you to let God take control, let things happen the way they're supposed to happen. Sometimes I think we get caught up in forcing what we are thinking is the right thing to do, or what we want versus maybe what we need. And in that moment of surrender, where you finally say, I'm going to let go, I'm going to give this to God, I'm going to let go, give this to my higher power, whoever you believe in. For me, it's God and Jesus. That moment of surrender allows a whole different perspective and a whole level of stress and pressure to be released from you. So consider that, and then embrace the experience. Not all experiences are going to feel quote unquote positive. However, we can embrace what's happening and know that there's a reason. I mean, there are no coincidences in my book. Everything happens for a reason. And knowing that, and if that is truly the case, then there's a reason behind everything that's occurring. And sometimes we might have to dig a little deep, or we might have to sit back and watch to figure out what that exactly is. Next up, sometimes you just have to sit with yourself. Sometimes there are things that happen that are unexplainable and crazy and weird and beyond our comprehension, and they don't make sense to us, and we don't know why, and we could sit here and ask forever and ever and ever and not really understand the purpose. But it's in those still moments, it's in those quiet moments, it's in those reflective spaces where you ask the questions, you seek the guidance, you seek the wisdom. You request some of the understanding, and you may not get all of it, but when you find yourself sitting in those quiet, still moments, whether it be in the comfort of your home, whether it be sitting outside in nature, on the beach as the waves are crashing in, or, you know, in a cabin in the woods, or wherever you find that time where you sit with yourself, quietly, detach, no electronics, just you, the universe, God, all of those good things coming together, where you can really do some reflection and really have that strategic pause that allows you to disconnect from the world for a moment, to reconnect with yourself and your purpose. Really, really important. Gleaning the lessons, that's another one that is definitely necessary to take into consideration when challenges arise. As I went through this experience, I myself reframed my thoughts and said, what are some of the lessons? And in there were some pretty profound lessons. I was reminded about the importance of caring for your human as an ongoing process, not just you got sick once, you healed, you're better. No, it's a daily, hourly process. It is a process that requires your commitment, attention, dedication, love, and support. Everything from choosing what you eat to what you choose to put on your body for lotions or perfumes, to how you exercise, to where you travel to, what exposures from an environmental perspective you're subjecting yourself to. All of that stuff is important, because over time, all of your experiences accumulate. And so practicing regular good caring for your human hygiene is a necessary part of life. So when you go through different challenges and you sit back and you look at the lessons, sometimes it reminds us. For me, it reminded me. I was doing too many things. I needed to slow down. I needed to take a break. I needed to allow others to step to the plate and do their part because I was running myself ragged, which was creating a very dangerous space for me by, you know, knocking down the immune system and allowing potential invaders to come in and attack my body. And it was some of it self-inflicted and some of it was just external things that occurred. But once you sit down and you look at the different lessons that come from an experience, it definitely allows you to think from a whole different lens. I have two sayings that I've always kept in my pocket as I go through different challenges, and I will share them with you. This really rang true when I was in the delivery room and delivering my first child, and I realized this was some pain. And I remember I would tell myself over and over again as I went into a disassociated state, as I just wanted to get out of that body so bad because it hurt, is I would tell myself over and over and over again, remember, this is only temporary. And I would just say that over and over. I would remind myself, this is only temporary. Tomorrow I will feel different. Tomorrow my body will feel different. Tomorrow I won't experience this. I will feel like a whole different person. And doing that allowed me to think beyond the immediate pain I was experiencing. It reminded me that the sun will rise and the sun will set, that each day will bring something new. This may be a point in time that's happening for the moment, but it's not something that's going to last forever. And that has been a really important philosophy and statement that I have always come back to anytime a challenge arises, whether it's, you know, minimal, somebody cut me off at the light and I'm mad and I'm like, oh my gosh, they cut me off in traffic. This is only temporary. I'm only upset for a minute. It's going to go away. All the way to going through a major health crisis and realizing this is just a point in time. This will not continue forever. This is where we are. And now how are we getting where we need to go? So that has been something I've kept in my back pocket. So feel free to adopt that philosophy if that resonates with you. And then also, this too shall pass, right? Knowing that this is a point in time that's occurring. It's not going to be forever. It is a point in time. Very, very important for me to remember because it was very difficult as I was going through different spaces and experiencing different emotions, knowing that this wasn't permanent, this wasn't how it's always going to be, this is just part of the process, and this too shall pass. So I want to just say thank you to everybody for joining today as we discussed when challenges arise, because they will. I hope that you found this information and some of the tools and techniques I shared today to be helpful, to assist you, or perhaps maybe they are something you can pass along to others who may have been experiencing challenges in their life recently and just need a few tools and techniques to assist them on their journey. But thank you again for joining us. Stay well, be blessed, and stay she wise.
This wraps up today's episode of Surviving the Human Experience with Kristen Aurelia, the show where all things human experience related come together and are explored. Join us on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Episodes will be archived on the Surviving the Human Experience Dream Vision 7 radio network website page and will also be accessible at shewisepublications.com. That's shewisepublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.